Yeah, so a balanced plate is a plate that contains all the core food groups. So we've got a source of vegetables or salad, we've got a source of carbohydrates, we've got some nice lean protein, and maybe like a small amount of healthy fats on there as well.
What role do each of those things play? Why do you need protein? Why do you need carbs on your plate?
Yeah, good question. So protein, we want it to sort of take up about a quarter of the plate. So about 25% of the plate is protein, and its main role is to keep us nice and full. So it keeps us satiated, but it also helps us, build and repair muscle, and also supports our immune system. And then we have our carbohydrates, which a lot of people tend to be a bit fearful of, but we don't want to fear carbs. So they take up another 25%. So carbohydrates are our body's main source of energy. They also give us fiber, B vitamins, and things like that, keeps our bowels nice and regular. So we definitely want to include them. And then our vegetables and salad is really where the bulk of the plate is. So that's about 50%. And that provides us with fiber and lots of those really lovely like micronutrients. So vitamins, minerals, and all those sorts of things which keep us healthy. And then we have a little tiny bit of healthy fats. So healthy fats are really important because they help us absorb our fat-soluble vitamins, but also they just make the meal taste delicious. So really important to include as well.
What happens if one of those things is missing?
Yeah, so if we have a plate that's sort of a little bit, might maybe missing carbs, or we're sort of missing our protein or something like that, what tends to happen is that we might not stay full for very long. So we might experience some energy dips throughout the day. You might find yourself snacking a little bit more, perhaps in the afternoon. And yeah, over time, I guess if you're missing some core food groups, you might be missing out on some really important nutrients as well.
Taylor, you mentioned carbs before, and you're right, a lot of people get very fearful of them, think they need to cut them out entirely. Why is it so important to have them as part of the healthy plate?
Yeah, carbs are definitely not anything to be fearful of. They definitely have a place on our plate. So, as I mentioned there, our body's preferred fuel source, and particularly for our brain. So, if you're, say, an office worker, or you're someone who is, I guess using your brain each day, we definitely need carbohydrates to keep us, moving, keep us thinking, all of those sorts of things. And they also provide us with fiber, so they keep our bowels nice and regular. So things like our whole grain bread, so seedy grainy bread's really good, brown rice, wholemeal pasta, and potatoes, oats, and those sorts of things are good sources of whole grain carbohydrates.
When it comes to the veggies and salad element, does it matter? I guess if they're fresh, you can get some frozen ones. Cost of living, maybe you're going to canned goods. Does it matter nutritionally in that sense?
Not at all, not at all. I think the main thing is that you're getting your vegetables, whether you get them fresh, frozen, or tinned. Like I'd say, that's all of that is fine. So frozen veggies are really good options because they're often more cost effective, but they're snap frozen. So all of their nutrition is snapped in at the time of being picked. So they're a really good healthy choice. Canned veggies are also really good, also very cost effective. What I would say with those though is to pick the salt reduced variety. So they're really good, but no. Any vegetables of any type is always a good choice.
How can people go about building a balanced plate with what I'm going to call normal foods, or things that, inherently you think pasta, you don't think healthy, or even leftovers or takeaway? Can you still apply that kind of, I'm going to say it's a pie chart, the way you described it before, those sections ways with the leftovers?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess it's like a little checklist in your mind. So if you're having takeaway, or you're having say a pasta meal that is quite carb heavy, do we have a source of protein? Generally, most of the time it's yes. Is it a lean source of protein? So are we opting for the extra lean mince or the chicken breast or things like that? The other thing I'd say is really pack in the vegetables where you can. So if you're having something like a pasta, like a good old spag bol, could we half the mince and do a tin of lentils as well to bulk it out a little bit more?
I'm a fan of chickpeas in my mince.
Absolutely. Yeah, so any sort of legume is a really great addition. Again, with the spag bol, could you grate in some carrot, zucchini, things like that to really bulk it out and add some veggies? With the carb source, swapping to a wholemeal pasta is always a good option. And I guess just being mindful of the portion. With pasta, it's really easy to bulk up that plate.
Especially in winter when we crave those types of foods.
Exactly. Yeah. And similarly with things like leftovers, or if you're buying some takeaway, you know, oftentimes those foods are quite laden with oil and things like that. So how can we sort of balance it out a little bit more? So do we have some frozen veg in the freezer? Can we bulk up the plate a little bit more that way? So it's not about removing all the, like, those yummier takeaway meals. It's just about balancing out a little bit more.
You're listening to Taylor White this morning on ABC Breakfast, and we're talking for Wellness Wednesday about how to build a balanced plate. Now, Taylor, I reckon there's a large portion of people listening this morning who probably haven't even had breakfast yet.
Probably.
They've only had a coffee, that's it, and maybe they'll have that balanced plate later in the day, but they are skipping some meals across the day.
Yeah.
What impact can that have?
Oh, so many things. So this is something we see a lot with our clients is that, yeah, they're super busy in the morning. They'll grab a coffee on the way to work and that will kind of tide them through to lunch. So what can tend to happen is that if you're sort of skipping breakfast, you're relying on caffeine, we tend to get a bit of an energy dip in the afternoon and we're reaching for those, you know, snacks and chocolates and things like that. So you might feel that you are struggling to concentrate. You just might feel a little bit lethargic. The other thing that happens is that our hunger catches up with us in the afternoon. So if we're not eating in the morning, we might feel fine. Our caffeine's kind of keeping us going. But then, you know, come 3 o'clock, we're starving.
Ravenous.
Yep. Yeah, we've all been there. We're reaching for the chocolate jar. We get home and we're like, you know.
Just raiding the pantry.
Raiding the pantry. So, you know, making sure that we're spreading out our balanced meals, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner, having some balanced snacks in the middle, really keeps our appetite nice and regulated throughout the day. Try and avoid, I guess, those energy dips and crashes and have your breakfast if you can.
From all this advice that we've spoken about this morning, does it look different depending on if we're talking about children, people with really physical jobs, older people?
The basic like idea stays the same. So for children, adults, the elderly, we always want to try and aim for some sort of balance on the plate. It just might mean the portions are a little bit different. So a good way to think about it is using like your hands as a bit of a guide. So say for example, for a child, our protein size is going to be about the size of our palm. So the size of the palm for a child is going to be obviously different for an adult. So that's sort of what we're aiming for. So about 25% of the plate, but a plate, if it's a dinner plate, is going to be quite large. So another way to look at it is, using about the size of a palm for protein. Carbohydrate is about the size of a fist and as many veggies as you can pack in. Yeah.
We've gone through a lot like we tend to do on a Wednesday, but if out of all of this, people can make one small change when it comes to creating a healthy plate, what should they focus on?
Most people don't eat enough vegetables. So I think if there's one thing that you can work on, implement as best as you can, is try and get more veggies in any way that they come. As we were saying, frozen's really good, tin's really good. Fresh veggies and salads, always a good option. So try and get most of that plate, about 50% of that plate, bulked up with vegetables. And that will be a really good starting place.